of kippah. Well, what does the kippah, what does the Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah, and the Dur Shu have to say about this? So in Siman Bet Seifa, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Aser lelech bekomas kufa, it's forbidden to walk in an upright, arrogant type of way. We mean, it's usually like trying to, you know, take up space in the room. It's not that you have to walk hunchback, although some people do, but I don't think that's the custom generally. And then he adds on, v'lo yelech arba amos begiloi rosh. Shulchan Aruch paskens, you should not go four amos, probably about 6 to 8 feet, with your head uncovered. And the Mirmah writes, mibnei kvod ha-shechina, out of respect for God's presence. We know that this was a custom mentioned in the Gemara, bring a certain fear of God upon a person. And over time, it evolved into a real halacha, not to walk 4 to 8 feet without a kippah on. Obviously, certain exceptional situations where it's not the custom wear a kippah, like in a swimming pool. But in general, that's the halacha. Now, the Mishnah Berurah has a lot of interesting additions. First of all, your notes, Midas Chasidus, there's two additional things. One, afilu pachod marba almost, meaning even to walk a few feet, less than six to 8 feet is better not to. And two, afilu b'eit ashena balayla, even when you're sleeping, he writes, there are those who write that you should wear a kippah. I would say this is a Kabbalistic idea. Zohar, I think, mentions it, or the Arizal. And I don't think everyone's so strict about that, about sleeping, but it's a nice little chumrah. Why not? And trying to get the lighting right, sorry. And he also adds that the Taz writes, even to sit in your house without a kippah on would be a problem nowadays. Taz is very strict about the laws of kippah. He took it as a din, not just a minhag. The Magen Avram also notes that it's good to get kids used to wearing a kippah, so they'll have emas shemayim, as the Gemara and Kuf Nun Vav notes. So that's a good thing to do. Now, the Mishnah Berurah does add that normally you shouldn't cover your head with your hand because your hand's part of your body, so it doesn't count. But in a shat hadchak, an emergency situation, you can cover your head with your hand. And he says, an emergency situation, for example, it's not like someone's going to die, but like in the middle of the night, you're really tired, and I don't know why you can't just stretch your shirt, but I guess you have a short sleeve shirt or something. And so you can cover your head with your hand in that situation. You can, in a normal situation, have your friend's hand cover your head. Interestingly, from this halacha in the Mishnah Berurah, the Rav Moshe Feinstein finds another leniency. See, kula, gorer's kula. He asks, is there a size, a minimum size for kippah? And in his first tshuva, he writes, nope. We see that even though the kippah, the hand does not cover the whole head, at least depends how big your head was, but sometimes your hand doesn't cover your whole head, that you don't need to have most of your head covered by the kippah, and that's why even a small kippah technically is halachically valid. Nonetheless, there are those who were machmir, who felt that half of the head should at least be covered, and that someone from afar should be able to see it, and I think that was a Chazan East shita. Doesn't mean necessarily that there's different sociological issues why a person might want to wear a big kippah. Shows he's a part of those who are proud to be Jewish. But again, we have to distinguish between what's halachically necessary as a siman of, you know, the kavod shemayim versus what's a sociological phenomenon. Another halacha for kippah is you shouldn't learn and you shouldn't say Hashem's name without a kippah on. So if you're saying a bracha, certainly going into a shul, also mitzad din, you should wear a kippah. And even saying shalom to someone is an argument. Shalom Zalmerich says it's okay, but Rav Moshe Feinstein says better be machmir, because shalom is one of God's names, so better not to say shalom ubracha, instead say good morning to someone who doesn't have a kippah on. However, when it comes to saying God, literally G-O-D, not one of God's names, Moshe does allow that. He says that's permitted, even if you don't have a kippah. But to answer amen to a bracha would be also much better if you have a kippah on your head. All right, hope you enjoyed these insights of the Mishnah Berurah Dirshu edition. And I hope you have a beautiful day.